What is up, guys? Welcome to the Social Bamboo Podcast, teaching only the fastest and most sustainable social media growth strategies out there. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, we are talking about the differences between paid advertising and organic marketing. There are a lot of differences that I really wish I would have known about earlier in my career. It would have made things a lot more clear to me as far as what my business should even be selling, all right? Even your offer can greatly vary in your business depending on if you want to do an organic marketing or a paid ad strategy. There's a lot more to it than just kind of looking at it like paid ads is trading your money for impressions and traffic, or organic marketing is trading your time for traffic, because you have to put in the time to create the content, put out the posts, and there's definitely a lot of time that goes into setting up paid ads. But ideally, once it's created, then it's just an exchange of money for traffic. And there's a lot of pros and cons to both. And we're going to be going over all the different situations. This is really going to be an episode that you want to listen to the whole thing to. I'm going to be really free flowing over covering these, and I'm going to be giving you different examples of businesses. But if you stick with me, I guarantee you will have such a strong understanding of when you would want to use one versus the other by the end of this podcast that you're really going to want to listen. This is really going to help your business. And for a lot of you, it could change the entire course of direction that you're going with your business right now for the better. You may learn that what you're doing right now doesn't really give you a chance to achieve the lifestyle you want, whether that be you're doing too many paid ads or you're doing too much organic marketing. I think there's going to be people listening that are trying to do too much of one or the other, where you should be doing the other. And on this episode, I'm just going to break it down so you understand it conceptually, so that you can make the decisions for yourself correctly of which ones you should be doing. And, you know, obviously a combination of both is what you ultimately want, but it still changes how you do everything when you are pursuing customers through paid ads or organic marketing. So to start off, let's talk about an e-commerce business. Let's look at an e-commerce business, and then we'll look at a coaching business, which are the two most common types of businesses that people run nowadays. And then we'll look at the organic and paid for each. So e-commerce, let's start with organic marketing. When a company is coming out and they've got, let's say, an average of 5 to 10 products, is a lot of these e-commerce stores when they first come out, and a lot of those products are just variations of a base product, which is fine, but you don't have a ton of products, and you've got, we'll say, zero followers even. You know, you're just starting off and you're doing organic posting, and you are able to gain an audience of maybe 1,000 to 2,000 from organic posting, which is honestly pretty difficult nowadays. To really start over an account at this point in time, 2021, end of 2021, that is, it's pretty difficult. Not only is reach down, but a lot of people are not looking to follow like brand new accounts because it's, you know, kind of weird to them that they're brand new. So don't let that discourage you. I've got plenty of other podcast episodes. If you listen back to episodes on how to gain 1 to 10K followers, I think that's episode 124. That would really spell it out for you if you're a brand new account and need to just get a boost quick. But if you were able to gain, you know, anywhere between 1 and 5,000 seems to be most of my e-commerce businesses that listen to the show. And you did that through organic posting and you get sales every once in a while. And if you do the math in your business, you can see that if your average product, let's say, makes you like $20 per sale, which is kind of high in e-commerce because a lot of the products are, you know, under $40 or $50, but let's just say it makes you $20 per sale and you've got 2,000 followers and every month, you know, three of them buy, which is still kind of high compared to a lot of the numbers that I see out there, because 2K followers resulting in three sales every single month is, you know, hit or miss. Usually it's not like such a consistent thing. It depends on if you were like running a sale or, you know, you always have to promote your product to your organic audience, people who are following you, not necessarily to see promotions, even though, you know, obviously we need to promote to make stuff happen. But unless you promote, you're probably not going to get a lot of sales. But back to the example, if you get like three sales a month, $20, you're making like $60 a month, right? So if you would then multiply, oh, what if I had 20,000 followers per month? Well, if you 10x'd those results and then you're getting 30 sales per month, then you're still just making $600 per month. So with a lot of, you know, e-commerce companies, unless you have a product that people are just buying all the time. Like, it's something that people reorder a bunch. It's maybe you're a hairstylist, right? If you have like 1,000 followers as a hairstylist, which is not the e-commerce example, obviously, but you're selling a higher ticket item, it's going to be a lot easier for you to make a profit from a small audience, because even if like 5 of them are your actual clients and they consistently come to you once a month, then you're already doing pretty well. But with e-commerce, a lot of these products are one-time sales and they make so little profit that doing an e-commerce business purely relying on organic marketing is nearly impossible nowadays. In fact, the level that it is possible is so difficult that most of you should not ever be considering, I'm going to run an e-commerce company and only post about it organically. If you do the math of how much you make per sale, how many website visits do I need to get before I get a purchase, if you kind of look at your data, it's very difficult for you to keep it up. Even more so if you are kind of just sitting at the same following number like a lot of people are right now, if you're just chilling at 2K and you just can't seem to move, then once you sell people your product, you can't even sell them anything more. So your audience becomes less valuable every single month when you're just trying to do it organic marketing wise. The way that people try to combat this, and what I was talking about before with like your offers will change a lot depending if you're doing organic or paid, is with organic, because it's like the same people, you're going to be a lot more encouraged to come out with new products. And you're going to become like a business that is always coming out with new products. You have a ton of them, but you're still not doing that many in sales just so that you can offer a diversity of products to these 2,000 people. You're just like, well, this is what I got, so I just got to figure out how to make more money with these 2,000 people and then, you know, keep posting and hopefully grow my following. But if a lot of businesses have been doing this for years, like literally you've been sitting at the same following number for years, your sales are very inconsistent. If anything, they're just going slightly down every month because you're not growing enough new customers compared to the amount of sales that you're getting with your current base. And it's just not a winning move, all right? So this is gonna be the most obvious of all the examples that I give, but if you're running an e-commerce business and you're only doing organic marketing, it's probably not working. If it is, then you're probably doing really well on TikTok with viral posts about your product, which I don't think anyone that listened to the podcast is. Otherwise, you probably would have reached out to me by now, because I've said, reach out to me if you're crushing it on TikTok with the sales and we'll get some pointers from you. But most people aren't doing that many sales consistently from organic marketing to give you any kind of chance to hit your business's goals. And if you were not actually pursuing your business's goals, like if your current strategy gives you no chance to hit it, you should really take a look at that, right? You should adjust that. And that's really the fun part. Like I like to say, you know, redesigning your business and the marketing is super fun a lot of times. If you're not enjoying that process, you're probably not enjoying being a business owner in general. But if you break it down that, hey, my ideal lifestyle from this e-commerce business would be if I could make even $1,500 extra a month, totally fine. You want to make 10K, 20K, whatever. Say whatever number you want. That's the whole point of running a business. It can be whatever you want. But even for a lot of you, if you're like, all right, $1,500 a month, how many sales do I need to make $1,500 worth of profit? And then you look at that and then you boil it back down to how many new customers you're going to need to be introducing your offer to per month. It's not going to work out organic marketing wise. So most e-commerce is going to need some kind of paid ads going. Now, when you're doing paid ads, here's the biggest benefit of paid ads versus organic, and this is going to pertain to whatever kind of business model that I'd be talking about. When you do organic marketing, you are very subject to just whatever followers you happen to get. You can post content that, ideally your target customer should like and follow, but ultimately where that person lives, what their age is, what they're actually interested in, might vary. It might be hard to actually let it find who you want it to find. To use a more obvious example, if you're a girl in the fitness industry, you probably get a lot of guy followers that actually aren't your dream clients from organic posting, right? Maybe it gets shared between some guys that are like, oh, she's so cute, don't you think? And like, you know, you just attract an audience that's not your ideal customer. So organic marketing, a lot of times you're not going to find who you want. And in order to make your business work, you have to start adjusting your offers to the people that your organic marketing just so happens to find. And I'll use my own business as an example in a little bit once we get to that point, because I think I'll make it very clear to you of the organic versus paid ad difference. For you have to adjust your offers to your audience when you do organic. But when you do paid, you get to say, hey, I just want girls, or I just want guys. I want them to be this age. I want them to live here. You get to be very strategic with who you're targeting. So almost every local business needs to do paid ads in order to last. Because when you do a post on Instagram, and let's say you're like a gym and you're looking for local members, the chances that someone in India that likes fitness sees your post is about as high as someone in America who likes fitness, especially living in your area, sees your post. Geotagging it and, you know, hashtagging it with location tags only does so much for you. So a lot of gyms that have like 10K followers, 20K, 30K followers, if you would actually look at how many are potential members, if they've only done organic marketing, it's usually way less than 1% are actually people that live in their town. Unless it's, you know, members from the gym that then came and followed the gym, the people that their posts find, that just go out and find for them, aren't even going to be potential members. Thus, your organic marketing efforts of trading time for the potential of sales is like completely wasted. You're just wasting so much time making all these posts that find people that are out of state. So if you're e-commerce, you probably need to be doing paid ads, or I guarantee your numbers aren't gonna work on paper unless you fucking crush it with viral posting, okay? If you're a local business, also very hard to deem any kind of organic marketing worth it for you, apart from keeping in touch with current members. So like in that gym example, should they still do organic posting? Yeah, they should, because a lot of their gym members are gonna follow, and it's gonna give them reminders. Hey, I gotta go in and use my gym membership. And, you know, hopefully they can promote personal training and other offers that they have to sell to their current audience. That's one of the biggest benefits that all of us have of our organic audience, of selling, reselling things to our current customers. Because ideally, your customers are going to follow you somewhere. Now, the benefit to paid ads, like I said, is you can put in whoever you want. So when dealing with a business like mine, let's move on to like the coaching and consulting examples. If you're like running a business where you are more trying to charge a very expensive fee to a small amount of people, let's say you're a personal trainer who can take on 30 people at a time, but you sell a program that's like rigorous. They work with you a lot. You check in on them, like you're their accountability coach. It's like this, you know, 5K plus offer that you sell, and you can only have 30 clients at a given time. Should you run paid ads to find those 30 clients? Probably not. I mean, it's not a bad idea to set up some kind of system that whenever one of those 30 clients drops off, you can just like turn your paid ads back on until you fill your class again. But a lot of times running paid ads, not only do you have to get the skill set, but you have to test a lot of different ads and waste time, not wasted time if it works, but you know, you're gonna use a lot of time to get those 30 clients when you could do organic marketing. And organic marketing is not just posting, but it's also messaging. So if you're a business that can only take in like 30 clients at a time, the most profitable way for you to get those 30 clients is probably gonna be just messaging them directly, whether that be on LinkedIn or Instagram, wherever is easier for you to target your ideal client is which of those two platforms you'll choose to message them on. Then just message them, get them on a phone call, book them on a phone call, and then close them on your high ticket program. Now, if you are looking to sell courses, and these are like one time, they just buy it one time, maybe it's $15, maybe it's $50, $100, even if it's $1,000, it's gonna be very hard for you to do this organically and expect to hit your lifestyle goals. Because I think most people at least have a goal of selling over 5K or at least 10K in a month, like at least that you'd want your business to have the opportunity to do a minimum of that. I know like you guys should aim so much higher, but you know, let's just start there. Like so many people have at least a minimum of that, which means that if you sell like a $1,000 course, then you need 10 sales a month, to get those 1,000. So again, if you're really good at viral posting, then maybe you can do it. If you've got a really good sales process where you run people to a webinar and it just closes people on your $1,000 course easily, then great. But most people don't have an audience of a size that they could do this consistently. Even someone with like 500K followers or a big coach, you know, think of Grant Cardone, or, you know, he's got more, but Gary Vaynerchuk, if Gary Vaynerchuk, who probably has the most followers of those people, came out with a course, which I don't think he'd ever do, but it was like a $200 course, how many months do you think he could promote it before he'd be like, all right, let's stop promoting it? Probably be something like 3 months. And then maybe later he would come back around and re-promote it again, but he'd probably just like promote it for a few months and get as many sales as he could and then be like, all right, I think my organic audience, most of them who would buy have already bought by now, so moving on. Because with organic marketing, you got to realize that people who follow you don't necessarily want to see you post promotional stuff, okay? If you asked your followers, would you rather I post my products or like helpful stuff, they're almost all going to say the helpful stuff, right? They're following you for the value, and then they just get it that you're a business and you post promotional stuff sometimes. But when you do paid ads, then you always have your paid ads going out there and trying to get you sales. And your organic marketing, you don't have to do these stories of like, remember, there's a sale, or you know, the organic posts all about sales. You might drop them sometimes, but the amount that you have to do it is way less. And that's also partly why, or like, Gary's not looking to yell in his like 3 million followers' ears for 3 months about a course, because he doesn't want to lose that organic audience that was built off of people following him, knowing that he's not really a promotional dude. But if he was running paid ads, people are like, all right, it's a paid ad. I get it. They're a lot more receptive to knowing that they're about to be sold something and they know you're paying for it. And then really you can have the ads turn off to people who aren't interested, and they'll keep going to people who are interested. That's the other thing. With marketing, when you are trying to get someone to buy something from you, they generally need to see it at least 7 times before they make a buying decision. So if you're only relying on organic marketing, then you're going to have to post your product like 7 to 10 times, which means that that might happen over a few months even, which isn't nearly as effective as hammering in 7 to 10 impressions all within a week. But you're not going to post the same thing 7 to 10 times in 1 week, right? But with ads, when Facebook or Instagram can see that this client is clicking on your ad and they're interested in your product, they're going to hammer them with that ad that entire week, which is what's necessary to actually get the sale. So with organic marketing, a lot of just general marketing concepts are lost because you can't even do it, right? You can't even give them those 7 to 10 impressions that they would need all within 1 to 2 weeks where they're like looking to buy that thing, right? 7 to 10 times and they hear about it over 6 months isn't nearly as effective. In fact, it's significantly, right? They might've already bought that product by now by a competitor within those 6 months. If they had the problem, they probably already solved it by then, right? But you need to give them all those touch points. So that's a lot of other offers out there are really, really difficult to do through organic marketing. And if you are only relying on organic marketing, just know that your marketing better be damn good, because your goal is to try to get someone to buy something within 1 or 2 times of you seeing it, which means that you have to really bring emotions into it. And you're really, you know, selling. You're selling a lot from your organic account. And this can only hurt your followers. I don't want to say, oh, don't post promotional stuff because you might lose followers, because compared to sales, followers don't matter, right? Because why are we getting the followers to get the sales? So if you got to post your product to get 10 sales and lose 3 followers, you know, make that trade all day. But ideally, if you don't have to post your products organically, basically ever, then it can be a big benefit to you being able to keep good engagement with your audience. So thus another benefit. The other thing with paid ads is that you can actually get conclusive data on whether your offer is working or not a lot quicker. With my e-commerce business, there was one product, if you listen to, I don't know what episode it is, like in the 130s, it's called Why My First Invention Failed. That's a great episode, honestly, that it doesn't have as many views as the other ones, but you guys should really listen to that episode, especially if you're in e-commerce or inventing anything at all. It hopefully will be an eye-opener for you. But this is a product that we essentially had in the works for over 2 years. And if I did paid ads, I could have figured out that it wasn't gonna work in like 2 weeks. But instead, I posted about it organically on my page, got some likes, got some DMs from time to time of people like, hey, when's it coming out? Or how much is it? That I was like, okay, I think it will work. And we just like had it running in the background for like 2 years while we're mostly inventing it, but didn't ever do like a solid marketing campaign to really get conclusive data on like, should we even be doing this at all? So if I didn't rely on organic marketing with that product, I would have been able to move on to bigger and better things 2 years earlier. So organic marketing, because you're trading your time for money and you only have so much time, I know you only have so much money too, but I mean, seriously, you could test a product for like $300 to $500 of paid advertising and get conclusive data on if it's going to work or not, rather than spending 2 years of your life. But, oh, I saved $300. I didn't run paid ads. My company can't afford paid ads, so I'll just waste 2 years of my life. You got to realize what the fuck you're saying when you say, I can't afford paid ads. Like, the goal of the ads is to spend money to earn more money. And even if you don't come out of the gate, you know, that still is a necessary failure in order to be able to do it. So look at paid ads like, I'm going to spend money to make more money than it costs is where I'm eventually going to be. Because what are you going to do? Quit your business? No. And most businesses are going to need some kind of paid ads to ever give you a chance to hit your goals. So cool. The decision's already made. You have to do it. I don't know why you wouldn't be like, I can't afford it. Like, fucking find a way. Okay. You're going to need to do this. Kind of look at what you want your business to do for your lifestyle, what you would need to sell per month, and then ask yourself, how soon do I want to be here? And that will kind of help you figure out if paid ads needs to be part of the equation for you or not. Let's go back, just a refresher of businesses that likely don't need to do paid ads at all. If you sell some kind of consulting service or coaching service that requires a small amount of clients, even if you do e-commerce, but it's like extremely expensive, if you're someone who sells like $3,000 massage chairs even, then you can probably do an organic messaging strategy and filling up some free phone calls to then close people. That would be better for you because the paid ads would be a lot of work to set up just to gain 30 clients. But if you're looking to sell a course, that in order for your business to work, you have to find new people month after month, you're gonna need some kind of paid ads going, because unless the course is like $5,000, which would probably be a consulting program where you're grouping in some kind of at least group calls, if not private calls, into that 5K plus offer, then you know, you can figure out what you're looking to do. If you're looking to make 15K a month and you sell a 5K offer, then yeah, you can probably do it with organic messaging. If you're looking to make 100,000 per month and you're doing it with a 5K offer, so you need 20 sales per month, you're gonna need to do paid ads, all right? So please just do the math is the main point of this episode. And this comes to everything. When you're considering hiring an agency, when you're considering hiring anyone in your company, when you are considering buying a product and selling it online and you've got your target price and everything, but you haven't even looked at what's it cost to ship this thing? What's our Amazon fee gonna be? What's our Stripe or PayPal fee gonna be? What are we gonna have to pay on taxes, right? Like, there's so many numbers that you could do to prevent most mistakes in business. And a lot of people are just don't want to do the numbers for whatever reason. They just rather go buy the shit, post about it, and then years later be like, you know what? I don't think this had a chance to work this whole time. And you could have seen that. So if you want your business to work, you have to be okay seeing what's not working and actively seeking it out too. Okay. All right. So paid ads for a coach. One other benefit to that, when you're selling information, the way to gain an organic audience is giving away that information, right? You're making YouTube videos, you're making Instagram posts, emails, and you're giving away your info. And a lot of coaches try to struggle with, where do I draw the line between, you know, my paid ads and my organic advertising? Like, where do I stop? Like, that's too much info for free versus, you know, I want them to still need my course, right? You don't want to be like, I gave away my course throughout all my podcast episodes or throughout all my YouTube videos, right? You got to draw the line somewhere. So how to draw that line, what I found is it's easiest to start with what's your paid content going to be, because there's, you know, that's probably already decided, right? And then whatever that paid content is, you kind of just draw the line there. And then you want your organic content to help people along to the point that they are ready to afford your paid content. So let me use my own business, the podcast, as an example from here. With my podcast, okay, I have done a lot of paid advertising when I was selling a $1,000 course. I've done it when I was selling like a $50 course. I got a $15 Insta Accelerator course, which is just a stupid deal, guys. Go buy that if you haven't bought it. It's the best $15 you'll ever spend. It's like 8 hours long, okay? It's a stupid price. But if I was trying to make money off of my $15 course, obviously I have to get paid ads going. Now I am more one of those businesses, like I told you, where I sell a more expensive offer that I can only have a certain amount of students at one time. So that currently is set up where it's more organic messaging and organic posting and coming out with, you know, podcast episodes and YouTubes. And I have enough of an audience that I can make it work. I can supply that program with an organic audience. However, that offer, the pricing of it, is designed for new business owners. And the reason why is because the podcast is my biggest audience. And typically speaking, podcasts are more likely to find new business owners. Maybe you are working your regular job and between your drives, you are doing everything you can to learn whatever you can to give yourself a chance to leave that job. I got you. That is the point of the podcast, is to be able to run your business as your full-time job. That's one of the biggest goals that I have for you guys as listeners, is to be able to run your passion and pursue that as your full-time job. So if that's you, what's up? I've been there. You're gonna get there. I promise you, just stick with it. But I have to gear my offer towards new business owners, right? So if I wanted to be someone who's like, oh, I sell premium consulting to like huge businesses, I would probably have to do paid ads naturally, because my organic marketing is not finding those people naturally, or like where my where my current audience is. Or I'd have to say, well, let's go on YouTube and start creating content there, which I have done, but it still is a long road. Like, before you're actually pulling in a lot of views on YouTube, it's gonna probably be a while unless you have expert execution. So like, if you were already a pro at YouTube and then you start a new account, I could see how someone could grow quick, but it is very difficult without a thorough amount of skill set, and just being fucking good on camera, you know, right out of the gate, is necessary to actually grow on YouTube. So maybe not the best strategy, but if I look at, okay, well, I can do paid ads. So if I wanted to raise the price of my program without changing it at all, one way to do so is to just find an audience of people that the offer solves a bigger problem for, right? So we've talked about this on previous podcast episodes about niching down, but if you are selling your offer to the group of people that it solves the biggest problem for, they will pay the most and they will be the easiest to close. So if I said, all right, well, my paid ads consulting program for new businesses that have never bought a coach before, that are worried about running ads at all, that don't even have a working offer yet, I can't really price this, you know, like, oh, it's 10K and really expect to get a lot of sales. But I could ask, who could I sell this same offer to that I could charge triple the price for? And to do that, at this point in time, I would have to do paid ads, and I will be doing paid ads around that offer soon. And considering if I do want to raise the price, just because I was able to find an audience who is more worth it to. Otherwise, as it is right now, my offer is largely designed based off of who the podcast so happened to find. All right. So I kind of surveyed my audience and I figured out what they needed, figured out what price points they were comfortable with. And, you know, that's why I now run a subscription-based, ongoing, cancel anytime kind of consulting service, where most businesses in consulting would tell you not to do that, because they say, you know, charge them up front as much as you can, charge them 5K, 10K up front. And then if they don't show up, you're still good, right? Like, that's honestly a lot of coaches' mentality out there. But for mine, because new business owners might need me for various lengths of time and they have so many random questions, the way that I designed my program is completely made for new business owners. Both the pricing, as well as the offer, as well as how the course runs, it was completely made to just solve the problem for new business owners who did not know what the fuck to do. Even though they have every idea in the world, they don't know which one to act on. They don't know exactly how to do it. They run into all these technical problems. They don't really know how to create compelling marketing. They haven't figured out their niche yet. They haven't packaged their offer in the right way yet. And they just need to know, they just need to talk to someone that has done it before, okay? They don't need a course. They don't need random podcasts. They just need, like, they're like, I just need to talk to someone, okay? That's what my program is designed for. And it's based around my organic audience. But like I said, if I wanted to bring it to paid advertising, the benefit is one, I don't have to, you know, do messaging or nearly as many podcasts, right? So if you don't want to create content, then do paid ads, right? Because a lot of these gurus, right? Like the, you know, I think guru gets such a, like a bad rep nowadays. Like I'm actually saying gurus, like, yeah, like the, you know, these experts that are in the coaching industry, to name a few, like Dan Henry, right? Expert at paid ads. He's one of the first very expensive programs that I bought. Actually, if you check out Dan Henry, you can see that his organic marketing, right? What he posts on his Instagram is more lifestyle based. He's posting his yacht, he's posting his house, he's posting, you know, just what he does with his family. And he's a lot more likely to just post what's going on in his life. And you might be like, well, how are you getting sales? And it's because he's running paid ads that lead people down a sales funnel. Okay. So he's like, yeah, the sales are being taken care of paid ads. So my organic, just is to kind of make people remember that I exist. And that when these paid ads, like these people seeing my paid ads want to come check me out, then they can see, all right, this guy's got the boat, this guy's got the life that I want. And it's more like your page, your organic marketing efforts switch to becoming more of a credibility statement for your page, because your sales are already being pursued naturally through ads. And I think the biggest point that I made there is like the ads stop showing to people who are not interested, and they continually show to people who are interested, something that organic marketing will never have the opportunity to do at the frequency that I'm talking about. The like they saw it 7 times, 10 times, it's not gonna happen. You know, just through their organic feed with the one post, especially in a short amount of time. So a major benefit right there. But you know, he doesn't have to post about, hey, book a call guys, or this is on sale and stuff to his organic audience nearly as much, because he's running paid ads and it switches your organic strategy. If he was running only organic, then you would see a lot more of his offers and he'd probably put out a lot more content that was, you know, how to do this and, you know, business, general business advice. He put out a lot more advice like that in order to attract a larger audience, because, you know, posting your family doesn't really find you new clients. It just gets a lot of likes with your current audience and is a good way to just stay top of mind, right? So one of the benefits of being a paid ad business, especially as a coach, is you don't have to give away nearly as much information, okay? I'm coming out with fucking 2 podcasts a week, right? And I'm throwing this on YouTube. I come out with a weekly email. I did an Instagram post earlier today. I do like 3 to 5 Instagram posts a week. I keep a story up that's actually valuable content that you can learn from at Derek Vidal, baby. Go follow me. And the amount of content that I have to put out for free to build my audience is almost like, damn, like I'm giving you so much info. A lot of you probably haven't even invested in my paid ads program because I give you so much organically, right? So that's kind of like a downfall. Even though I'm getting these this traffic for free, right? And all these podcasts are continually getting more and more plays. Even my first episodes, you know, are still getting more people. So I've got all these free little organic traffic sources that are constantly finding me more people that I'm not having to put money into, right? So big benefit there, but I'm also just giving away so much information that a lot of you are, you know, you feel overwhelmed with the amount of organic content that I give you, that it's like, well, fuck, I haven't even done this other stuff yet, Derek. There's pros and cons to both of this. So basically the wrapping up here, the main points that I'm making is know that when you do organic versus paid, your offers are going to be subject to whoever you so happen to attract. And you only have so much control over that with organic marketing. If you want to create a specific offer for a specific type of person at the price point you want it, most importantly, you're gonna wanna do paid ads, because then you can just have the ads only show to your ideal customers, okay? If you're a local-based business or you are e-commerce and you do the math, you are likely going to need some kind of paid ads going on, all right? If you need help with paid ads, I'll let you know how I can help you further with that in just a second here. The other main point of this episode is that when you're running paid ads versus when you're running paid ads at all, your organic marketing efforts will completely change. And it's also a lot easier to be a one product business with paid ads. So if you are like a clothing designer, even that has like one shirt or like a few shirts that just sell way more than all of your other ones, like you can be like a 5-shirt company and run ads to a ton of people rather than needing to offer all of these options in order to survive to your small audience, right? That's why you're always like, I need new products. I need more sales. What should I do? More products? No, you need a bigger audience of people to see your top selling products is what will help you a lot more. So take that into consideration. Do the math. I don't think I missed anything, but I'm sure in an hour I'm going to remember something that I wish I would have told you guys. And that's why you're going to want to hit the subscribe button, because I got a wealth of knowledge up here that I am trying to get out on the podcast. And I'm having fun with it. 2 episodes a week, baby. Mondays and Thursdays. So like this video if you're watching on YouTube. If you want to leave a comment from the podcast, go over to YouTube. Leave a comment. I appreciate it. Otherwise, if you need help with paid ads, be sure to check out the way that I help people in the description. And this is geared, like I said, for new business owners to be able to afford this. And most of the people who join this program are able to pay for it within just a couple months of being in the program, okay? This is pay as you go. It's a lot easier for new business owners to afford, and it's the type of coaching that you actually need, which is a little bit of personal coaching and a little bit of guidance on the side. But without any kind of customized help, it's very hard to make any business work, honestly. If you're a business just relying on only free content out there, but you're never talking to someone about your business specifically, you're probably pretty lost right now of what to do. So if that's you, what I do first is I give out a free call. So free 45-minute strategy session. Go ahead and book that. There's also a little bit more details on how the program works if you want to check out the link. But if that would interest you, if your business needs to run paid ads and you don't want to waste a ton of money in order to figure it out, I have a lot of students that I work with that their first ad campaign is profitable right out of the gate. So I'd love that to be you. Go ahead and apply, and I will talk to you soon. Otherwise, I will see you next week.